Welcome to this episode of The Goose Call. Today we are starting our high school royalty series with your Goose Creek CISD prom courts. They are going to give us a glimpse of what's happening at their campus and the world as they see it.
People just don't know all there is to know about Goose Creek schools. In this district, we grow giants.
Welcome to The Goose Call.
The juice of the goose.
Welcome, welcome. I'm excited to have our Ross S. Sterling Senior Prom Governor and First Lady. They were just crowned on April 12th, and they are going to talk about their campus and share a little bit of wisdom about what is going on in the world today. We're going to start off with some introductions. Tell us your names.
My name is Thomas Moreno.
My name is Alexandra Nava.
All right, so Thomas and is it Alexandra or Alex?
It can be both.
Okay, so Thomas and Alexandra, first of all, why is it that it's Sterling, it's the governor and the first lady instead of prom king and queen?
Because Sterling was a governor.
Yeah, Sterling was a governor.
Very cool. So is it the same? Is it still voted in?
Yes.
Okay, so you're still voted in by the seniors, and then they announce it at the dance, is my understanding. Yeah. So how do you get nominated for essentially prom king and queen?
Well, what happens first is like kind of goes by like rounds. Mm-hmm. So you'll like say that you're running and people will vote for you. And then you make like the prom ballot or something like that. And then from there, people see who are in like the people that are in the running. And then those people are like whoever wins from there will win governor or first lady or whatever the case may be.
Okay, so it's kind of like our elections right now, that where you all get nominated,
yeah,
and then you do a runoff,
yeah,
right? So like the most popular then go against each other, and then so on and so forth. Very cool. So moving on to Sterling High School, right? We're trying to find out information about all of our different high schools. So what are some things that you have really enjoyed at Sterling or just high school in general? So starting off, giving us some more information about Sterling and high school in general, what are some really great things? What have you enjoyed? And we're going to start off with Alex.
What I've really enjoyed about Sterling is the cross-country program. Me and Thomas are both, we both ran cross-country for 3 years.
I ran for four.
Well, I ran for three. It's just a really good program that a lot of the soccer girls are pushed to do. And that's how I got into cross country, because of soccer. And it just brought everyone together, and we got to miss school on Fridays for the cross country meets, which was a plus. And it was just really fun.
All right. And Thomas, what have you enjoyed?
I agree. Like cross country, definitely. Like cross country season was very fun. Like those Friday nights whenever you would miss out the whole day on school to go run like a 18 or 17 minute race, and then we would go to like Whataburger or Canes or something like that, and then later that evening we would go to like the Friday night light football games, was like, those are the best days. Those are awesome.
So what happens at the Friday night football games? Is it just hanging out with friends? Like what made it great? The football game?
Yeah, and like cheering on for your team and like representing Sterling essentially, and like cheering on with your friends, and like for a blue out day. So like some people would paint their faces blue and like they'll just like celebrate it. Yeah.
So were there any teachers that stand out in your high school? I know you talked about perhaps your coach, but what about subjects? Any courses that you would recommend?
I would definitely recommend college English 1 and 2. Miss Sidner was a great teacher, a very good advocate for English. And when I entered that class my junior year, I was very nervous and scared because it's college and I didn't know what to expect, but she welcomed us with open arms, and she was always a teacher that I could go to talk to about anything.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're going to get some of that college credit now and saving that money, right? Yes. And so you don't have to pay for that once you're in college. Thomas, any courses?
If you can take it, AP Calculus, I think it is a very beneficial class. like Miss Faina, who's the teacher for it, she's amazing. She's like one of the greatest teachers I've ever had in my life. She makes the course very beneficial, and she makes sure that you're actually gaining information from it, and that you're not just like repeating information. You know what I mean? And she makes sure that you know, like, and that you know and understand the topics that are covered in the course.
That sounds really cool. It sounds like you guys are taking some advanced courses. And that's amazing, right? Because that's money saved for our parents and obviously for yourself when you do go out into college.
We know you work hard for your community. That's why Community Resource Credit Union is giving back with a new type of mortgage designed specifically for first responders, healthcare, and education professionals. The Community Hero Mortgage offers zero down payment, no lender fees, and no private mortgage insurance required. Go to crcu.org/communityhero to apply today.
You already talked about sports. How about any clubs or organizations? Are you guys in anything?
I'm the mascot for Sterling.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So what is the mascot for Sterling?
He's a ranger, essentially. It's like kind of like a sheriff.
Very cool. Yeah. Okay. And what does it mean to be the mascot? Like, do you go to every single sport game, or is it just football?
It's primarily football, but if I want to, I can go to some other games. Like, I know I went to like a volleyball game and it was like pretty fun. There's also like pep rallies and stuff like that. I would go to the pep rallies, and I would like sometimes dance and just goof off, you know. And then there would be like also opportunities where like we could go to like middle schools or elementary schools where I could go and just like run around and stuff, and it was pretty fun.
And so how does one become a mascot? Because you're obviously out of a job. Yes. Once you graduate.
Yes.
So what's gonna happen to the ranger?
So you pretty much have to try out, but around the end of the football season, it's kind of clear who's going to be the mascot. I think it was easier for me to be the mascot because I knew the mascot before me. Mm-hmm. And like we were close, and I think it just made it a little easier for me to be the mascot because like I had that like leeway to go into it.
You had a good transition period. Yeah,
exactly.
And then Alex, were you part of any club or organization that you can think of?
I was part of FFA.
Okay, and how did that go?
It was pretty fun. We would go on field trips. I would do horse judging, and I did the Creed speech. I'm pretty sure I got second place in the Creed speech my freshman year. It's just a good thing to have on your resume for when you're applying to colleges. And
oh, that's awesome. So knowing all this, that you guys are a great wealth of knowledge of just not only your courses, but organizations and sports, thinking back right now as seniors, right? You're graduating in a month, okay? What is one piece of advice that you would give to a future ranger, perhaps an eighth grader coming to Sterling next year?
Definitely surround yourself with people that want better for you and will push you further, and definitely try your best freshman year. if that's pretty much it.
Okay, no, that's really wise. So don't wait until freshman year to focus on your classes and your friends, okay? And Thomas, what's your piece of advice?
Don't be intimidated by the academic rigor of a class. I know it's AP and dual credit can kind of sound scary at times, but sometimes you just have to go for it because the risk to reward ratio is like it doesn't compare. And I think most students going into high school should go in with that mindset, and they should know that it is possible to do well in those classes, but you really have to crack down on that freshman year because it's the foundation of your rank and your GPA and all of that.
Very cool. So you're saying don't just think that AP or dual credit is going to be harder or unattainable.
Yeah.
And so talk to your advisor, your counselors about it. Alex, did you have anything to add?
And definitely get involved into clubs and organizations. It's a really good experience for high school and memories. Definitely join cross country.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So clubs and organizations, I think, are great because you're looking more at others who enjoy the same things you're doing. And so it's people that you probably wouldn't be friends with from your classes. Oh, yeah. You find different people, right? Yeah, and I think that's, you'll find later, once you go into college, that's exactly what college is about, is finding people who are like-minded. And Alex, I appreciate that you said, surround yourself with good people, because you want people who are going to, you know, lift you up higher instead of bringing you down. Very, very wise words from our seniors, from Ross S. Sterling. That was some amazing information. Thank you so much. We appreciate you guys coming by and sharing your wisdom with us. I want to thank Community Resource Credit Union for sponsoring our podcast. And I want you to stay tuned for our next podcast feature with our other Goose Creek CISD High School Prom Royalty.